Then we go out and we get it. It's a new jack you hit in a little club. Hanging with a dipper and a bottle in the bus.
That's going in right now.
We going in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this right here, man. Thank you. You guys are like...
We just did a world premiere, Jack U. Right in front of your eyes. We wrote it, premiered it, and deaded it.
Who cared? Exclusive! You know I had to press record. There's no way I'm not going to let that go.
Exclusive!
We're always working on music, even during interviews.
Literally.
Christ, man. Do you guys... is it the ongoing thing? Like, you guys are constantly producing, constantly getting songs together, and when you guys
time
meet...
management skills, man. You gotta be on the next level now. Because if you don't, there's like a little younger kid going to come up and take your spot.
So you always think like that, even though you're like way out there? You guys are like...
Never out far enough.
You can always get better. You can always go harder.
You can just fall off, too.
No.
Off the plank. Just drop.
You can go so far, you can go off this planet and leave everyone behind. You got to stay grounded.
You got to be grounded. We stay close to the earth like an insect.
It's hard to be, it's hard to be grounded when you guys created like sounds that all these young kids are like following to create their own
you
sounds.
You know what? When our heroes are making records, we thought we would never reach that level either. So we want to just keep it one step ahead.
Is there a dictionary out there, like a musical drill where I see your faces?
Wikipedia.
Under. if I look up trap, is your face on there? You know how they have like visual photos and stuff like that?
Man, trap. I don't know who'd be on there. It's weird. Trap's a weird thing because, you know.
Trap came from trap.
Yeah, like,
hip-hop,
like I remember I was in the studio once, right? With 2 Chainz, and these two girls were there. And
two moistures.
Yeah, they're just there chilling, and they were like talk. I was having a hard day. I just got a surgery. I had a knee surgery, right? So I was kind of like high on this little painkiller. And these girls walked in there. And they're like, "Man, you should listen to like whatever DJ was at the time. Like, you should listen to these guys. They make trap music." And 2 Chainz was like, "What?" It was like this DJ is like, "Yeah, they mix trap with like rave sounds." And I was like, just laughing. So like, wait till 2 Chainz tries to explain to them what trap music is and stuff. And he just like kicked these girls out of the room.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I was like, I was trying to listen to them talk about it. And in retrospect, that was like a year and a half ago. I think 2 Chainz now has like collaborated with us and people. But back in the day, you wouldn't expect when you say trap music, because he came from that era.
It does have a different meaning.
Yeah, it's weird that the word doesn't. It got rewrote in a way, you know?
Yeah. It's not a bad
everything
thing. Happens that way.
It's not
like
a bad
house
thing.
Music, dubstep, trap, it's all different. It has a different meaning. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to do with just like EDM, even like records like Wild for the Night. When I did that Rocky a couple of years ago, there wasn't sounds like that happening a lot with like urban music. That's still, you could play in a club, in a big EDM rave. You could play in like a Hot 97. You could play... wherever, and it still has it like that sort of crossover. Yeah.
But do you blame the media though? Because your song became a universal hit where they gave you the title because, of course, there were many before you.
Well, you know what? It's like the thing is, like, people call me a lot of stuff. They call me dubstep, which I took influences from dubstep and made it my own, but I never called myself a dubstep artist.
It's nobody's fault.
Or a trap artist.
The thing that happened is that music is changing so fast.
Rapid,
right? Right now, like, we're like rappers. Like, 10 years ago, we would probably never have a chance to collaborate with rappers. It'd be like the world, it'd be too forced.
You're
know?
Right, because rappers wouldn't even want to hear
there
this
was
shit.
Like, there was like Judgment Night soundtrack or something, right? Remember like that? But it would like be really forced. Now it's like we're literally, someone come to our party and they'll be like, yo, we go to the studio afterwards. It's like so natural now.
Yeah.
And that those things are happening. No one prepared for like this music to mix so effortlessly that it's really hard to kind of jump and you know, Geronimo was talking about genres I didn't even heard of back outside.
Oh shit!
I was like, he was like, yeah, we got a new show with this thing. I was like, what? What's that? So I don't even know. Whatever helps people to, you know, help them to categorize, whatever helps them talk about music is cool. But we've always been kind of outside of genres, you know.
Is Jack U gonna bring the element of combining like, you know, hip hop and?
I think already like with this kind of, with record Kaiser, it's like. The drop itself and the way the song sounds is like something we hoping you haven't heard before. Like something crazy. It's got hip hop elements and we got like a pop vocal on top. So all the stuff we try to make together is pop in the sensibilities, but the sounds are going to be referencing hip hop, dubstep, house, everything, just as crazy as we can make it.
Are you guys going to be on the cover or are you going to do some crazy artwork the way you've put out like Major Lazer?
I think we're just going to have it black and white, real simple colors and artwork.
Yellow, black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yellow, black and yellow, Bumblebees. We're going to change our name to the Bumblebee Tour.
Get the
fuck out
of here.
Gang.
Somebody told me it's supposed to be Nicki Minaj booty on the cover. You got the release.
We can't afford that.
Yeah, that's outside of our budget.
Man.
Got to talk to Kasatsu about
that. We make our videos
that.
On iPhones. We can't get Nicki Minaj butt on it.
Yeah, big pussy too. But anyway, yeah. Let's get out of there. Jack you, man. I thought maybe it would have been Diplo's idea for you guys to get together because you're the king of like having AKAs with the Major Lazer.
I love just making new things. Major Lazer kind of fits in the reggae world with a little bit of dance music on top, but with us, yeah, it's kind of hard to give people something new, but we just want to like really step out of our comfort zone and do something.
I don't even think
totally
we know
different.
What Jackie really is.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't know
why I'm here. What are you doing?
I mean that in the way like we have so every time we do a record, it's like so much different than the next one and even crazier. And the collaborations just get like so crazy. There's like collaborations we can't even talk about yet that are just like so surprising. And I think that's the whole idea is there's no rules.
Wow.
You know, it's like, we'll just do it. Well, whatever.
When are you
resurrecting from the dead, and that's going to be the next level shit.
When the fuck are y'all releasing Febreze? Everybody's calling about that.
We're going to release it next, I guess, since everybody likes it. We'll make it.
Well, you guys been playing it on set?
Yeah, we've been playing on sets. We just kind of made an edit of it. It was actually a song I did with 2 Chainz, kind of like a random song. We just love this line. We cut it into a record he had done, and that and people like it, so now we got to make it. The people have spoken.
The people are pushing it out.
Yeah.
Huh?
So we just gotta. That's the problem with playing exclusives on the radio. You might just make it something on a whim, like for fun, and then people love it, you know? So
yeah.
Now we gotta do it for real.
Do you guys like stay like next to each other? I mean, you know, it's very moisturizing.
We kinda live
two
together,
DJs.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always good because it's like quality control is a little higher.
Nah, I'm talking about when you guys are playing. Like, do you go back and forth? Like some DJs I've seen, like, you know,
trade off.
I might go to the bar while he's playing.
Oh,
the thing is, like,
make a cocktail.
We've been DJing for a long time, and like, we went to Burning Man actually together, and we probably DJed like 8 times. And like, the thing is, like, the only other like shows we had were like Ultra or like Mad Decent Block Party, where we like, not that we like really like prepped that much, but it was more preparation. Where now we've just been like freestyling a lot. Like, he'll play in Vegas, and if I show up, we'll play at the end of the set, and we just like flow, and it's like really random.
I think Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve, though, is going to be like our first like real performance together.
That's what I'm going to talk about when we come back, too.
Because people are starting to know these records now, so we're trying to promote them properly.
Real quick on Mad Decent Block Parties, did you ever think it would be successful? Like it would go worldwide? I mean,
oh, man, no way. When we did the first ones in Philly, it was just like street parties. Because back in the day in Philly, to have a party in the street, to have the cops come and shut your street down, it only costs $11.
Some Brooklyn
you gotta
shit
go to
right
City
there.
Hall where you gotta have your neighbors fill a paper. And you know, in Philly, you don't got any neighbors because the houses are abandoned. Everything. So, like, if you get like 5 people, that's your whole street.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can do that, go to City Hall, $11. The police will come and protect you.
That's
it's crazy that exists when we're doing these parties that like cost like millions of dollars to put together. So we started on such humble beginnings, and then we moved to New York. And as we moved it around, we had to kind of like feel it.
How was the Canadian run? It was crazy out there too?
Oh, Toronto is crazy. So crazy.
Did a block party in Canada with those crazy Jamaicans
We did Toronto. We did. It was a lot of Jamaicans there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, Canada's crazy. You got Jamaicans everywhere in Canada. You got Jamaicans in Winnipeg, Jamaicans in Edmonton.
Saskatoon.
It's like crazy.
Saskatoon is the capital of Jamaicans in Canada. You
didn't
know?
They got direct flights from Jamaica on WestJet to everywhere in Canada. I'm like, what do you guys do here?
I got one secret, too. You know Deadmau5 is Jamaican, too. I don't know if you guys...
Is it really?
Yeah. No.
You know who is Jamaican, though, I just found out? Pete Wentz is Jamaican.
No.
From Fall Out Boy?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of
here.
I'm
not even lying. Yes,
so
his mom is Jamaican.
That is crazy.
Is she mixed or is she full?
No, she's Jamaican. Look at Google it.
Okay.
Jamaican. That's my homie. I just happened to know that.
Diplo's more Jamaican than any white man I ever met, man.
I try to go down there. I'm definitely
smoke with
not
the best, huh?
Yo, they got good weed. You know, when I was there with Snoop, he literally brought weed in to Jamaica from California.
Get the hell out of here.
Would bring the weed in.
Is like, that guy disrespectful, though?
No, because, you know, that Cali weed is like... It's like so crazy now. Like it's been breeding for like 30 years to make the most perfect weed in the world. Jamaican weed is great. It's high grade, it's natural. Mm-hmm. But I think Snoop's used to that crazy stuff. He has a special. He smokes all day long, so you know he's got to have that special weed that works for himself. You know.
Ooh, you just heard Kendrick Lamar earlier, and of course Eminem is next. But before I even get to Eminem, I had to bring up Jack U up here. who's also known as Skrillex and Diplo, and they both up here tossing salads together, which is whoa. Whoa. I mean, in a good way. Nah, it's an EDM.
No, it's actually true. We're actually eating salads. We're healthy.
Yeah, it's organic now.
People think EDM's all drugs and bullshit. Yeah. You know what?
You went too
healthy.
Far with that one.
It's okay to toss salad, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, damn, busy day today. Kendrick and Jack U and Eminem.
That's a good look right there, man. That's a lot of moisture out there, man. You know, and women, like, do you guys do songs for women, or is just like, fuck it, create
for
creative
women?
Yeah, is do you guys
like
ever
four
go
girls?
Four girls.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's kind of a mixture of both. The thing about it is like EDM, it has like such like a wide range of sounds, but we come from a very like almost like hip hop dubstep.
But
like
with Skrillex,
trap,
but Skrillex,
like
your shit is hard. Like I've seen people go crazy in clubs. Like
they got the girls at the shows too.
Like
on the shoulders, going crazy.
You're the twerk master, of course.
I think I make more music for girls to. I think you know what it was. I was going to Vegas. I was seeing a lot of people just with the phone in the air.
Oh, okay.
Watching DJs. I was like, yo, I want to bring kind of like dancing back. So I think with a record like Express Yourself, it was more like you can't really. That's boring to stand there. So you got to like bring the girls on stage or do something. So. That's always been like my motivation for like Las Vegas. But with Sonny, you know, his crowds are like probably half women, half men. Younger kids, but the girls are going crazy too, you know? He's got records like Summit, and you got records with female artists too that are big.
How do I realize what groupie is which? Like your groupie. Can you explain the type of groupie Skrill has got and explain the Diplo groupie?
You know, I feel like that's hard to say. I feel like we have a crossover fans.
You ever analyze them? Like every DJ has their own kind of groupie.
Man, I'll tell you.
Depends where you're at, though, truthfully. If you're in Vegas, opposed to being in Jamaica, opposed to being in Korea, they're going to look pretty different.
They look different in different
Actually,
places.
I think Vegas is a group of all those.
Miami, Toronto. That's what we're,
Budapest.
Budapest got the crazy ones.
Madagascar's got the craziest
Madagascar
groupies.
Madagascar was nuts.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Madagascar.
No, I don't even think you can even go there without... I think Madagascar is the deadliest like island the in the world. I think everything will kill you there.
Like if you get,
it's like the avatar of...
The groupies in Madagascar have the bubonic plague.
Exactly. Yeah. You piss in the puddle and you're like, die right after... It's close up in the stream.
But shout out Madagascar. I'll tell you what.
I'm going to Madagascar.
Major Lazer did do a show in Reunion Island, though.
Really?
Yeah, so that's like off the coast of Madagascar. So we've been close.
Wow. A black party at Madagascar would be close.
Yeah, party Madagascar.
They got cockroaches that hiss out there.
Yeah. Oh, they got cockroaches that you can
that
ride.
Yell at you.
Get the fuck out of here. What?
They got cockroaches that wear suits.
Yeah, that is some crazy shit.
The cockroaches that cry.
That's real poverty right there. Man. That's hot poverty. But anyway, we have a celebrity tweet. Busta Rhymes is happy that you bigged up OT Genesis. Why did you support Coco, Skrillex?
Well, I love that record.
Yeah, we play that. We play that every night.
Yeah, we play that in the.
I love the video.
Yeah,
his face is like animated. So he's so happy in get that the, kitchen.
Oh, get out of here!
Baking soda.
it's kind of bugged out. Like you guys kind of like broke the rules of like bringing hip hop. Like you'll stop the set and play a hip hop joint
all the time
in front of 20,000 people.
Always.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, our audience is getting so much different.
It's diverse now.
They're all hip-hop fans, too. And we came, as a producer, I came from hip-hop. I came from the idea of just making something with samples and putting things together that way. I think I just kind of gravitated towards EDM because the lane was bigger. I could do crazier things there. But someone like Busta is like, my first records that got big was with Busta Rhymes and Tiesto, which I never would expect to happen.
That is so crazy, man.
And like I met him at the video shoot. He was like, oh, and then we did Look At Me Now with Chris Brown. So like I had two records with him in like a span of a year.
Wow.
And he never even knew who I was, really. And I saw him twice. And then finally he was like, oh, you that dude that did that record.
Hey, so, if he enforced you to go work out or anything like that?
Nah, man. I think I can't keep up with him, man.
Well, if I could be lifting, he
looks like he looks healthy.
Oh my god, man, because I'm bugged out, you know. It's kind of like bugged out how hip-hop and you know, this EDM world is just connecting. Like it's going in one wave now. Did you guys figure out what it's going to turn into?
I think it's like younger kids are just like they're used to have it when you from a certain neighborhood or whatever, a certain demographic, whatever it is. Like if you're a white kid, your uncle listens to country music or rap music, whatever it is, you kind of have to feel you gravitate some way. But nowadays with like YouTube, internet, SoundCloud, like you can be a young kid one kind of music can appeal to you, and you can go there and learn about it and be fascinated when your friends can get into it. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. If the music speaks to you, you can move towards that.
Well, I also think that too, like EDM and hip hop have always been, well, I would not say always EDM, but like EDM and hip hop right now are like youth culture music.
Mm.
It's like touches like the kids and like the like crazy kids in high school or like the rebellious kids, like that's the music that touches youth culture. But with hip hop, I feel like hip hop's like becoming more white, and EDM's even becoming more black in the sense that it's crossing over. Like guys like Rocky, you know, like ASAP Rocky, or even like, you know,
like I played
all those guys like taking like rock influences and like, you know, putting them into the records, or Kendrick Lamar and stuff like that.
I see you brought Nas on stage one time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we brought Nas out for a festival we did.
Damn.
And like
what?
But it's like, but I'm saying like the things are crossing over for youth culture, and kids are, you know, growing up more progressive. Like, obviously, growing up in the 2000s, like racism is a lot like smaller. Things are a bit more.
I DJed the Odd Future Carnival yesterday. Was it yesterday?
How was that?
It was so dope. I mean, but like that was like a real youth movement. That's like L.A. underground. White kids, black kids, me. Wow. I DJed my music. Mac Miller played. Rick Ross played. You know, Tyler the Creator, Earl the Sweatshirt. It was like, you could see like those kids knew everything, every song that I was playing, every song Mac Miller played, every song Schoolboy Q played, everything Rick Ross did. It was like, it was all together, you know? And that's like, those kids are like, those are the future. Those kids are like the 10 to 25 year olds, and those they rewriting their own rules, you know?
Did you ever think that, I mean, you guys are like ahead of your time now. What is going to be like in the future 20, 30 years from now? Because your kind of sound was like the sound you would see, you would hear in movies, like in those spaceships and stuff like that, like. What's going to be the sound now? You put it out
too
early.
We're trying to make it. We're always making it.
I'll be dead probably, but we're trying to make it. Me, you know, when we pass away, I want there to still be like some like retrospective albums of unreleased music keep coming out. Who Kid Presents Jack U. Gone Too Soon.
I may have to just leak that shit, man. I already got an exclusive earlier, man. You know what I mean? Skrillex, so what was the first button you pressed to create your sound?
The first button? The button.
The first sample or the first...
It was
the
guitar. There were no buttons on them back then.
Yo, the first button I ever had was on Fruity Loops. That was my shit.
What?
Yeah. And back then it was like the Fruity Loops, like you couldn't, you know, Fruity Loops, like you couldn't. I had the demo, so you couldn't save. So I'd finish the record,
crazy.
And then render it. So I would make a song a day. Now, I kind of wish Ableton. We should get Ableton like that, so we have to finish something. We should have Ableton.
My story is better. I used to make music on SoundForge.
No,
Cool Edit Pro.
Get the hell out of here.
Before the Cool Edit had a multi-track, I would have to take a calculator
yourself,
and count the amount of bars and post. I had one screen to post all the sounds into one screen.
You got a lot of patience, my brother.
No EQing at all. loops.
My first button I ever recorded, I used to record on those little tapes. You get the little tape cassette and record like a 4-track recorder.
I'm about to beat you right now.
From Guitar Center. I used to like play punk bands.
Nah.
Nintendo.
Game Boy Yoshi. Genesis had a mixer with a 3-second loop button. That was my whole beat. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. A whole record would be that, and I would rap over it.
Dang.
When I was in the womb.
All right.
He beat you, man. Jesus Christ. Is Jackie going to be an EP or an album?
We're going to probably put out like another single and a mixtape at the same time before we play MSG.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, before MSG. That's crazy. Before New Year's.
Not the whole album, but just like give people that mixtape so they can hear the records. And we have one more single we're going
to
put out.
Who else has been kidnapped to join this project?
Well, we have at Madison Square Garden, we've got ASAP Ferg.
Yeah.
Bam.
Rudimental, Yellow Claw.
Ferg is the man. I just took Ferg on tour, on my fall tour.
How was that? He loved it. I told him, like, even before he blew up, that you need to get into this market. But I guess when he linked up with you guys, it was over.
Man, I'll tell you what.
It's like perfect mix. Like, just what we were saying before.
Ferg is like such a new generation. I'm in the studio with him. He doesn't really drink or smoke too much.
He doesn't do anything. He's completely focused on music.
Yeah, he works hard.
And he doesn't care about what is this a cool whatever speaks to him. He's doing it and he kills it in his own style. And I think like he's the future of kids making music, like just obsessed with creating. He reminds me of like old school, like a James Brown, someone who's just always working, always making new music.
I mean, when we were together, like he came over to my house like last month, and I've never seen someone stay. I mean, he doesn't do anything. He's like, I mean, he's sober. That's what I mean. Like, he just literally stayed there the whole time.
I'm just rapping,
tired, and I'm the same way. I'm really focused in the studio, but I thought I had energy, and he's like, rapping all day. He's like, let's do another song. We did like 10 songs in like 2 minutes.
You're like, yo, I gotta go to sleep, man. <He's> like, no, but he's the best, man.
I love
the stuff he was playing me. He's like really at top of his game. You think someone will get comfortable and make a certain kind of sound or a certain style? Mm-hmm. He's ready to blow it out the water.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. He's taking chances, and I'm excited to see what he's doing next.
You know, and then I remember, I mean, this is old news, but we don't even look at you guys like that anymore. Well, your world, I remember like 5 years ago, anybody in hip hop who looked into EDM would think that it's like mollied out and drugged up, but yeah. You guys switched it up, man. Were you guys forced to put the info out that it's not about that?
I think the drugs had always been involved in music for the last 30 years, but I think it was really easy to pinpoint what our parties is like, oh, that's causing that, but never was the issue, you know, like we always... We don't do drugs. Like our fans, you know, you might at a big party, you might, but at hip hop clubs, man.
You banned the candy bracelets.
At Madison Block Party, we had to because some kids had the kids who had sold drugs that had really hurt other kids had brought them in with candy bracelets. So that was the only reason we brought it in. There was no disrespect to people who wear candy or whatever. It was literally we were trying to protect the kids who come to the parties.
And like another thing too is like what we play, especially like Diplo and Skrillex, like or Jack U being. I guess more alternative EDM stuff or post EDM. It's like a lot of stuff we're playing are more like Coachella or Lollapalooza or like mixed festivals that have rock and hip hop. So we kind of we're kind of the outcasts, I feel like, of EDM in the sense.
If you take
like,
drugs at my set, you're gonna be really sad because the music is moving way too fast. Like you're like by the time you get like in the groove, I'm switching to like a whole different genre, and you're gonna be like, get me out of here.
Are we
exactly. Well said, man.
Are you guys gonna be like? Are you gonna upgrade yourselves to deal with like a person like Dr. Dre or a big producer like Kanye or something like that? Or something?
Would be like those guys?
Yeah, I mean, like to connect with them, and would that be some?
We've met, connected with those guys.
I met Dre a long time ago through Jimmy Iovine.
Oh wow!
And at a party when he first got cut, I was like,
he had the turtleneck and everything.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, whoa, dang! And then
he's killing it.
You know, Kanye, I met
turtleneck.
You don't know, man. Kanye, I met. Like over almost 10 years ago for the first time. He used to buy records from me in Philly, like vinyl.
Get the hell out of here.
Not even playing. I got to drop some on my mixtapes. I used to be a mixtape DJ. I was playing like old breaks and beats and stuff, and he used to call me, and he bought like vinyl from me a couple of times, like for samples and stuff.
That is so weird. Are you serious?
Yeah, and I've been in with him a couple of times just listening to music and stuff. We never really made a record together, but
now he's like an alien now.
He's a huge influence, though, as far as like quality control and taking chances and just being a rebel. You can say what you want about him, but like I love people who have an obnoxious and loud personality and just make stuff and are constantly changing things. And that's he's like a David Bowie to me, you know.
Before you get out of here, Take You There, the single. Explain the new your artist you got out there.
What, Kaiser?
Kaiser, yeah.
You guys did that that was in a hotel, right? She did the
In Ibiza.
We're in Ibiza, and we saw her play. Went to go see her. She like opened for like Axwell. And that's when Hideaway just like blew up in Europe, and it didn't even come over in the U.S. yet. And then so we literally got some sushi and went back to the hotel room and just recorded that song right there. Made that song.
Yeah, because she came up and she was like she came back to you guys and you're like, wait, you guys are done with the track already? Like,
Well, it was a different kind of style of song we made. We wrote, it's kind of...
It was actually an Usher joint that didn't make Usher.
It was Usher.
Then we flipped the melody.
It was
like
a demo we did for Usher, actually.
What?
Together. It sounds weird, but that song, if you listen to the beat, it'd be really difficult to write a song like she wrote on the way it sounds now. Mm. I know that when you're writing a record, I know how to make an artist feel comfortable to get the best out of them, I feel like, when we're writing a demo. And then once you get something amazing, like she gave us an amazing song,
then we
go and like, switch that shit up, reverse that motherfucker and...
Destroy
bury
it,
and then
kill it. Send it to Madagascar.
Put
on a fucking cockroach. Send it to the damn moon.
And then we bring it back and we wash it off.
And then we give it to the octopus. The octopus eats it.
Put it in the freezer.
He cries.
Put some cheese
on
it.
Then the octopus goes to his other lady friend. Octopus gets married to a giant squid.
That was on Who Can Show.
Shout out to Paris Hilton, man. What's this $5 million shit, man?
Okay, check this out,
man.
Listen, so it's the worst out of context shit I ever. I get the worst. Okay, so TMZ loves asking, wants to make me talk shit on Paris Hilton and Paula D. That's all they want me to do. It's like they come up to me at the airport and he's like, "Yo, Skrill. So Deadmau5 said the only way he'd get caught on stage with Paris Hilton is he got paid $1 million. I'm like, how much would you get paid? I'm like, give me $5 million and I'll give it to all the starving kids all over the world. I'm like making a joke. And like all the headlines are like, Skrillex will only pay for $5 million, Paris Hilton.
I wouldn't make that clear, man. Huh? I was like, Skrillex and Paris Hilton? That is so weird.
It's like so, exactly, man. It's a, whatever. I love it.
I knew it was a joke when I saw Deadmau5 on there because you know Deadmau5 has his own opinions on.
Yeah, he's a
DJs
joker
out there.
So we love him,
before y'all go, no hate out there. Y'all don't want to diss any other DJs out there. That's whack.
I'm thinking. Let me go to my phone.
Okay, yeah, give me that list
real quick out there.
There's this dude named Diplo.
We're not about we're not about that life. We're about positivity. Also, I'm too old to have beef with anybody. You know, it's like. It doesn't go anywhere with me.
You're like a
EDM peace and love.
If you,
like,
you know, if you see, if I see you in the streets, you're gonna know.
You look like Eminem a little bit too, man. Like
I
do, like a tan version of us.
I do tan a little bit. Like I've been in Jamaica a little more.
Yeah. Let's get out of that. Shout out to my man Borges too. That he respects you guys too. Another
what's
crazy
up,
DJ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just did a record with him and Waka and Wiz Khalifa.
Gorgeous Borges, we love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man.